Hello, friends. Tony Gonzalez here, your host of Wellness for You. I talk about your stress style, identifying it, and finding ways to relieve your stress daily. It is April, Stress Awareness Month, and we're slowly creeping on the end of the month. So today is the 14th, and yeah, we have like 16 more days, but it's getting close, right? And I want to make sure that you are doing something daily, of course, to relieve your stress, but that you're also following some of these tips or that you're finding your own way of dealing with stress to make you feel better, really. Because that's really why I want to share these tips with you and also to inspire you, and perhaps you can inspire someone else. One of the things that I found to be very helpful for me was to set a timer. Or set an alarm, or even write down an appointment with myself to get started with some of these activities, such as walking, exercise, even setting boundaries. And by boundaries, I mean not overbooking myself and then not being able to do something for myself, and then having that excuse of, well, I have a busy schedule and I don't know how I can fit this in. A few tips that I have shared here, not only recently, but in the past, are just ways that you can start relieving stress, like moving your body, walking, meditation, breathing. All those things are super important, and they're activities that you really have to do consistently to get in sync, in a better habit. You get what I'm saying, right? A good habit. So, practicing mindfulness involves engaging in mindfulness activities like meditation, deep breathing, exercises, or mindful walking. And I want to talk to you about mindful walking because to me, it's e one of the easiest ways to do it and not really like be like, oh, well, I'm mindfully walking. But it's a great way. It's how we get everywhere, really, when you're walking places, but it is a good way to just get used to it, is what I'm trying to say. So, how can you do this? Well, you can split up your time. You can either do 10 minutes at a time to equal out 30 minutes, or even do 10 minutes a time 4 times a day, 10 minutes a time for 30 minutes. Just getting yourself moving. Because you know what? Physical activity is really, really good. It helps release endorphins and reduces stress levels. So moving your body gets you in a way to relieve all those things that are like all that tension that's building up. Movement is key. And it's one of the reasons that I talk so much about it, because when people say, hey, I'm going to go work out because I'm going to do this for this reason or whatever reason they have, a lot of times they forget to talk about moving, how they feel so much better after doing whatever activity they did. Yeah, you may get sore here and there, but that's part of it, right? That's part of getting yourself physically fit, is getting your muscles used to this movement, right? So, get yourself a timer or get yourself a Fitbit, or even if you don't want to get any of those Fitbits or whatever, get something to calculate the steps that you're getting in a day, or use your phone. There's a health app in your phone that can keep track of your steps, but you have to remember to keep that with you all the time. Otherwise, of course, it's not going to track your steps. The last one is, of course, that I want to, sh or the next one I want to share with you is setting boundaries. Learn to say no to excessive commitments and prioritize your tasks. Set boundaries to manage workload, avoid burnout, and create time for self-care. It is all about you. It's all about getting that time in for yourself daily, getting in the habit of taking care of yourself daily, not putting yourself last, putting yourself first. So I hope that these tips are helping you and that you're feeling, like I said, inspired to get more movement into your body, or relieving stress, or just doing something for yourself. I hope that that's where it's taking you. If it is not, you can find ways that resonate with you and do those daily. All right, people, I want to thank you for listening. I hope that you are finding these helpful. Like I said, if you are, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Head on over to my YouTube channel and hit subscribe or share this podcast out with your friends and let them know that I'm here. I would really love to get more listeners and to help more people. I want to remind you of a couple more things. Do something daily for yourself. Place yourself on top of the list. And more importantly, stay safe out there. And I'll talk to you soon.